If you want, you can remind yourself to take in the good by creating a simple checklist you could call Hardwiring Your Happiness. Fill in the column headings with whatever experiences you want to take in, such as those that would help you want what's good for you, or any others that are important for you. Examples include strength, relaxation, enthusiasm, feeling cared about, and love. And make the rows the days of the week, Monday through Sunday, and then under the columns for each day, mark each day that you did the practice. You can add marks if you did it more than once. A slice of the pie. In life, we get preoccupied with conditions, situations, and events, circumstances, such as having money, getting to work on time, or being praised. But really, the point of these circumstances is what they help us experience. This fact gives us very useful options when we do not have the circumstances we want. Let's say you want to have a romantic partner, a circumstance, but don't have one. I'm not trying to minimize the importance of this kind of relationship or the pain of not having one, but there could be other ways to have at least some of the experiences you'd get from a romantic relationship, such as fun, affection, security, physical pleasure, and friendship. If a romantic partner would make you feel loved, how else could you have some of this experience? The experience of being loved by a friend, parent, or child has many aspects of the experience of romantic love. It's not everything you want, but it's not nothing. It's a chance to feel loved in some ways. If you can't have the whole pie, at least eat a slice of it. Unfortunately, many people turn away from opportunities to have elements of the experience they long for because it isn't everything they want. They fear that eating a slice will somehow stop them from ever getting the whole pie. But this just isn't true. Why would taking in respect from someone at work, or warmth from friends, or love from a parent, block a person from getting a romantic partner? In fact, taking in the slices that are available often moves people forward toward eventually getting the whole pie. People also think that eating a slice will mean letting others off the hook who should have given them the whole pie in the past but didn't, and maybe gave them no pie at all. Yes, those parents, teachers, siblings, classmates, lovers, or life partners really should have delivered the whole pie. I don't mean my pie metaphor to trivialize the loss, pain, even abuse that may have happened. If it was bad, it really was bad. If anything, in my experience, most people downplay the bad things that have happened in their lives, especially when they were young, and how much it hurt. But turning down slices of the pie that are available reminds me of the saying in Alcoholics Anonymous that resentment is like taking poison and waiting for others to die. What's more important, feeling aggrieved and reproachful about the past or feeling loved in the present? Plus, you can certainly be clear about how others hurt you while also giving yourself at least some of the experiences that would feed your heart. Filling the hole in your heart. I weeded a lot of dandelions as a kid and learned that if you didn't get the tip of the root, the weed grew back. In the same way, it really helps for your key antidote experiences to sink down into and get at the youngest, deepest layers of your issues. Some fortunate people had a very benign childhood, but in my experience, many more people had a rocky one. In terms of the avoiding harms system, perhaps you felt unsafe as a child, unprotected, with fears or phobias. Perhaps you were picked on or even assaulted. In the approaching rewards system, you could have suffered a loss or not had the resources you needed to succeed in school. In terms of the attaching to others system, you might have been put down a lot by an older brother or sister, felt like an outsider, been betrayed and humiliated by your first boyfriend or girlfriend, or been ostracized because of your appearance, ethnicity, or social class. Many people are embarrassed about still carrying the past. They ask, "Why haven't I gotten over this by now? What's wrong with me?" But the brain is designed to be continually remodeled by experiences in ways that last. If we can be changed for the better by life, we must also be changeable for the worse. In fact, the brain's negativity bias makes us especially changeable by negative experiences. Your brain is also designed to hyperlearn during childhood, so issues from that time, such as abuse, neglect, humiliation, bullying, discrimination, harsh scolding, poverty or financial hardship, burdensome secrets, creepy experiences, exclusion, family tension, injuries, disabilities, and illnesses cast a long shadow. Even relatively moderate things add up, like feeling a little awkward socially. Your temperament affects how events land on you, so what may have been unpleasant but tolerable for someone else could have been very hurtful to you. Naturally, we're impacted by the bad things that happened when we were young and by the good things that didn't. Your personal history matters. It has consequences. It can leave you with a hole in your heart. You can't change the past, but you can use key experiences today to fill that hole. Consider a significant issue from your childhood. In which of the three systems, avoiding, approaching, and attaching, does it mainly belong? Next, go back and listen to the table, matching antidote experiences to negative material, in Chapter 8, for a key experience that would help with this issue. It could also be helpful to ask yourself these questions. What would have made all the difference when I was young? Deep down, what do I most long for? The answers will suggest one or more key antidote experiences. Then, try to repeatedly have and take in these experiences. You are not trying to deny the past or resist painful feelings in the present. You are simply resourcing yourself to deal with what you can and to bear what you can't. Over time, you can gradually give yourself some and perhaps even most of what you should have been given when you were young. This is what I did for myself in the story that began this audiobook, as I took in experiences of being included and valued to fill my own hole in the heart.